This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Ed Stovall, Audrey Mason in the house. This segment brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics. If you're doing anything in Imperial Valley right now, you are an idiot. Because it is 115 degrees out there. Yeah. So don't pay any attention to this ad. Forget the phone number until what? October?
Yeah. Oh, November 5th, Saturday, November 5th, out at the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run, Alpha Site Logistics will be donating our dumpster for our desert cleanup and our toilets and wash stations.
Yeah. So till then, they're on vacation. I heard they're in Hawaii someplace, Waikiki. Yeah. But if you want to, they do have an answering machine, 760-352-8382. You could at least call them, tell them that you want to do something after October.
Yeah, Ryan and Diana.
Dude, I went by your deserts and I went, okay, this is for Audrey and Ed. Ooh. And my cousin looks at me and says, what the hell? I go, no, this is for my co-host. He says, it's 115. I said, that's why you don't see anybody out there.
It looks great from inside the air-conditioned car.
Turn the mic on. No, he did. Did you have it on?
It's just Ed's not talking to you.
Was it on? Tell the truth.
Is my mic?
Tell the truth.
Your mic's on. I left it on.
It was on?
It was on. I promise.
Yeah. He's just not talking close to it.
I'm the most professional.
Oh, no. Okay. On the count of three, everybody lift their shoes so that, you know, they don't fill.
Whatever.
See? There's another one. Hey, write that down.
Is the river flowing down?
Well, I've been blowing him away with just, what would you call those?
I would say they're little analogies.
Like, for example, you know, Ed couldn't pour water out of a boot unless the instructions were on the heel.
That's a good one.
I know.
That's a really good one.
But I come up with them all the time. And yeah, anyway, we just entertain. But we really want
to
thank
text those to me
Alpha
too.
Site Logistics, because they really, really do a good job. They're all licensed. They're legal. They have all the permits.
Yep.
And I think don't you guys use them all the time?
They always take care of the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. All of our desert cleanups that we do, all the trash that we get out of there, they're licensed with the Bureau of Land Management. They usually deliver. They did our Glamis cleanup for us, and they've done the Painted Gorge cleanup for us.
A nice looking dumpster. I mean, who needs a nice looking dumpster? This one was clean, smooth, nice paint.
But you know, besides that, I'm coming back up the mountain from, you know, the desert. I drive by and I see the San Diego Off-Road Coalition sign to clean the freeway.
Yep, Beckman Springs.
So you need to go to sdorc.org.
Yep.
Sign up, because there's a dead lizard out on the middle of the freeway. They need to clean that up in a bunch little bitty track. Not bad though. I figure it was cleaner than some of the sponsored cleanups. I was impressed, but we do need to get back out there.
I do. My mom just told me the same thing. Ah! She just drove by. She just got home from being gone for 2.5 months, and they just drove by. And they took a break at the rest stop, and so she asked me, she goes, do you do the off-ramps and on-ramps? I said, yeah, that's usually the worst. And she goes, you really need to get back out there. Yeah. That off-ramp is disgusting.
So join up. It doesn't cost anything. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So if you have a high school kid and you have your... There's something wrong with it, right? Because I can't hardly hear him, too.
That's what
he sounds
see.
Really far away. We're fixing Ed's microphone right now. He's got an issue going on. But, you know, if you got Talk a high now. School kid and you need hours, volunteer community service hours, you can come out to the desert on Saturday, November 5th for the Lost Lizard with us. You can come to our highway cleanup. You can help do any portions that we do, the Corral Canyon trail maintenance days, any of those. We are a nonprofit C4. And we have the ability to write that community service. So if you get pulled over for speeding and you got to do community service and or anything like that.
Or if you're
like
trying
that,
to go to college and you need some hours, you can hear me now, Dave.
Oh, yeah, way
he sounds
better.
Way better.
Yeah, you're
nice
so much
job,
louder.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, and what a beautiful area.
It's gorgeous right there.
It really is.
And then right up on top of the mountains, right at Beckman Springs, you can exit, and that's Hang Glider Hill right there. So we can go for a little ride up to the top of Hang Glider Hill right there, make sure Ed doesn't break his ribs again. And
no, it's
keep it upright.
Anyways, it's a beautiful thing to do, and you really need to consider doing it. Trust me.
Yeah. We are actually have a meeting coming up on Wednesday the 17th at Elks Lodge in Lakeside, where we're going to be meeting with the Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club, TDS. We're going to do San Diego Four Wheelers, Tread Lightly, and Off-Road Coalition, and we are going to be discussing our next cleanups. So this whole next desert season, we're going to hash out all the dates between the Cleveland National Forest and going out to Corral Canyon and
Corral
doing
Canyon Trail
we
day.
Have the Cleveland National Forest is confirmed to be there. We've got the Bureau of Land Management confirmed to be on site, and we just invited State Parks, so hopefully we'll get State Parks to be there as well, and we can coordinate doing cleanups in each of the different Ocotillo Wells State Park. We do Painted Gorge. Mm-hmm. We do Smuggler's Gulch. TDS does Devil's Canyon and Valley of the Moon. And then we got to get into Corral Canyon. So we'll be doing several different trail cleanups this next season.
So we'll be trying to schedule everything. So
and
the
we
dunes
need
is always
help.
On
we need
that.
Help.
Yes.
The dunes is always on Martin Luther King weekend.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
24 years straight.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And SD Must. They did one where people shoot along, like near Fish Creek, along the train tracks, where people shoot into the mountain.
Yep.
Kind of the south, a few miles south of Ocotillo Wells is the area there. So I don't know if they'll be there. We need to call.
SD Must will be there. Okay. He's confirmed in the email.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Mike Johnson.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get everybody and we'll work out a calendar for the next. That's great because we've never done that. We all just sort of. Each one does their own thing, and then hopefully we don't step on the others.
Kind of work as a unit.
So we all work together, and it'll be fun to have all the people together.
Yeah, because generally what happens is we all choose our own dates, and then we send the email out to the group and say, hey, we're going to do this. You want to team up with us and join us and put it on? And yeah, so now we're going to see who we're going to all coordinate together and make sure that it all works for each of the group's schedules.
Kind of like a council.
Hopefully we can get,
maybe a council of groups.
Yeah.
Nothing heavy duty.
Nothing heavy duty, just
a council. Everybody mm-hmm. that you know joins. And as long as you interchange emails of events with one person in each club, you don't have to do every single one of them.
Yep.
That's kind of what the Car Club Council tries to do on a regular basis.
So if you're interested in joining us, we are going to be meeting on Wednesday, August 17th before the Tierra del Sol general meeting at 6 o'clock at the Elks Lodge in Lakeside.
In what month?
This month, next week.
I was going to say, because nobody...
Not this
was.
Wednesday,
I heard
but
October.
Next Wednesday.
I said, I don't remember October. I don't
no,
remember
no, no, this, no. Not this week, but next week on Wednesday, the 17th, we're going to be meeting, and we're going to hash out. Our first dates will be in October.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
I remember
sure.
one Saturday, there was three big events on the same day.
Yeah, terrible.
TDS, not Safari.
It doesn't
Corvus,
make it. You know what? It doesn't
Corvus
even.
Event,
it doesn't even make
San Diego
a difference.
Four wheelers,
yeah.
And then the flag ceremony, all on the same day.
Yeah. See, it doesn't make a difference. Well, it doesn't make a difference who it is. It's what it is. And when you have three groups pushing the same narrative, and they're all in three different areas, there's some good side to it because then you got three different narratives.
You got choices to go to. Well, what desert you want to go to?
Yeah.
What you want to experience?
But if they all communicated, you could go
weekends.
To all three if you did all three.
A lot of people would love to go to all.
Well, of course. Well, again, how long have I known you, and how long have I said we should get the community together? mm-hmm. as a unit.
Yeah.
I think that should be a goal for you, as young as you are.
I think so, too.
You're too old. You're 10. You can drive the taxi. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Listen to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, you got air in your tires? Well, I got a guy that can put it right back in, Wayne Miller Tire. I don't know if you know, but Audrey is an executive customer for has her own parking place. Go down. It's in Gold Leaf. I was pretty impressed. I was there the other day, and I thought, dang, look at that. Audrey got her. Not even Employee of the Month. Gold Leaf Ambassador. It's amazing. You ought to go down.
I check wouldn't these be surprised.
No, I Gold seen Leaf it. Ambassador. I was going to take a picture of it. I was totally impressed. So, but if you're looking for a golf cart tire all the way up to a tractor trailer tire, you know, Wayne Miller is the place to go. Roadside assistance, great guarantee, great customer service. I mean, and they'll, you know, if you, because here's the thing, folks, you ever walked into a tire store? You know how many thousands of tires are in there? That's not because there's thousands of tires to fill all the cars. Those are all the options you have. And if you don't know anything about tires, then you need to talk to the experts. If you say, hey, I'm going heavy duty off-road, they'll recommend this. If you say, hey, all I'm doing is commuting to San Ysidro and back, they'll recommend this. Or if you say, I'm getting ready to sell this slug and I just want to put safe tires on it, they'll do that for you too. Go with the expert. You don't do your own dental work, so don't do your own tire work. What's your phone number?
619-596-2800.
All right. So, you know, as I've said more times than I care to admit, the off show is more important and more interesting than the on show. So we've got some things working in the cooker that we'll talk to you about later on, which will help all off-roaders. But in the meantime,
yep.
You have a paragraph.
I got a paragraph. So we've talked about this bill, SB 894, which is this year's red sticker bill for racing motorcycles. Last couple of years, it got in trouble because of COVID and other things.
Well, it's still in trouble, isn't it?
So it's kind of on the brink right now. It's made it through all the legislative
Now, when
steps.
You say, for people that never listened in, it made it through as what are the repercussions of it passing or not passing?
Okay, so if it makes it, that means it's still alive.
Which means, what is it? I mean, okay, what is it for the red sticker?
What does the bill mean?
Yeah.
Okay, the bill is about making racing motorcycles able to get pink slips registration.
Okay, what qualifies a racing motorcycle versus a bike off the showroom floor?
Well, these bikes come off of the showroom floor.
Right.
They're brand new motorcycles, right. And they have more emissions than the clean motorcycles that are.
Okay, so they have less emission equipment. They have less emission equipment, which puts them into a red sticker mentality.
Yeah, so the red sticker bikes don't have emissions
right.
equipment.
Right.
They're tuned for performance, right. not for emissions. And I have one. They're wonderful. I mean, they go like
one. You have more than one.
Well, yeah.
But what brought this issue up? I mean, what's
so the
bone?
Air pollution people have been cracking down on dirty vehicles for a long time.
Okay.
They started in the mid-90s on this whole thing.
Right.
And in 1998, they said, okay.
And that was two strokes mainly, right?
No. Four strokes also are.
Yeah.
So that what they do is they've created a line in the sand. They've said they have a standardized test. They run a vehicle for 20 minutes with varying throttle settings.
Right, with tailpipe.
They collect all the mm-hmm. emissions out of the tailpipe, and they say that it should have no more than 1.2 grams of hydrocarbon per kilometer driven.
Okay.
So in the standardized test, they go a certain distance, and they work out the math. And
right.
So if it's cleaner, it gets a green sticker. And if it's dirtier, well, starting in the 90s, they wanted to just say they can't go on public land.
Right.
Well, there was a big outcry, and they said, okay, we're going to make a different tier of registration. We're going to allow them to go in certain areas at certain times of the year when the air is pretty clean. Right. In the winter, the air is cleaner than the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go into a whole thing about that because
why
is the air dirtier in the summer? It's not because there's more driving.
Yeah.
It's because the sun is beating down on the roofs that have tar.
And
the roads
asphalt.
That have tar, mm-hmm. and a lot of the hydrocarbons come out. So it's a whole big conundrum.
Right.
So anyway, so in the they started in 1998. It's going to be red stickers for race bikes, green stickers for the clean bikes. And the DMV did a terrible job, and they were giving green stickers to the race bikes like crazy. So they restarted the program in 2003. In 2003, they really tightened up, and the racing bikes got red stickers, and the clean bikes got green stickers. And that ran all the way up to 2021. And then starting this year, 2022, the race bikes don't get any sticker. They're no longer allowed to go on public land.
They've been tailpiped or not, no matter what the tailpipe numbers are, they're just not getting a sticker.
If they have more than 1.2 grams per kilometer driven, they don't get a sticker. They're not allowed on public land. That's
are they
22
that
dir- models and newer.
Are they that dirty?
Some barely are over, and some are really, really far over. The two-strokes are really far over.
Some
of the 450 motocross bikes are not that far away.
Okay.
And we speculate.
Let me ask you as a devil advocate. The people that are putting these numbers out for you to... the hoop to jump through to get a green sticker, do they know, and you don't have to answer this, but do you know if the numbers they're putting out there are unachievable no matter what the manufacturer does?
No, they're achievable.
You think?
Yeah. I went and watched them test, and I know what they're working on.
Right.
What happens when they achieve them is the vehicles are lower performance. They still can go, but they don't go as good.
Yeah, so I'd rather win.
Do you want to spin your tire in fourth gear?
Right.
Or do you want to have it hook up have that much acceleration?
And I guess that the only reason I'm saying this is I've been listening to too many Mad Cow podcasts. Because I'm starting to really doubt when organizations like the EPA and what have you, if they're not purposely setting you up to fail. You know, I mean, is a red sticker bike that doesn't meet their standards, whoever makes their standards, is it really as pollutant as what they say for the minimal amount of time that bike is ridden?
So, and I really thought about this.
Yeah.
Now the two strokes are a lot dirtier than the four strokes, but plenty of four strokes don't meet. So if you look at the number of vehicles that are out there and the amount of hours that they run,
right,
it's just a small drop in a very big bucket.
And how dirty is a two-stroke? I've been wanting to ask somebody this. I never even thought about it until just now. How truly dirty is a two-stroke? Because, I mean, two-stroke technology's come a long, long way.
Okay, so a classic two-stroke is like 30 times dirtier than a good running four-stroke.
And there's nothing you can do to fix it.
Well, we didn't think so. And then the KTM group came up with the transfer port injection, where they were injecting the gas much closer to the cylinder head and very precise.
Right.
So they have improved emissions by about a third.
Okay, but they're not where
so
EPA
it's nowhere
wants.
Near official clean.
Okay.
They're still pretty dirty. It's just less dirty.
But I have
and they're
to tell
also
you.
Adding less oil because two strokes, the oil gets added in at a different way.
And lubricates totally different.
And that still can go out the tailpipe. And that's another problem. So they've improved it quite a bit, but it's not enough to pass green stick.
Gotcha. So I just want you to know as I'm crossing the United States.
Yes.
And I'm stopping for an ice cold when I start talking to people in bars. You know, and I tell them where I come from. And I brought the red sticker bike issue up. At every state I was in, and they all looked at me like with deer in the headlights.
What?
I told them, be ready, because it's coming your way.
And the California Air Resources people are claiming that they're working off of EPA regulations.
Right.
National. So you would think that if it's coming to California, it should come to all the states. I don't understand why the other states look at you with the deer in the headlights.
Well, because... you know as well as I do, any rule or regulation that makes no sense starts in California. And if they can figure out how to shove it down your throat, whether it's good or bad, because I used to be against smog inspections, but you and I can go out right now in front of the studio and see LA, where 10, 20 years ago, you couldn't see LA if your life depended on it. So I'm not against emissions. I'm not against clean air.
CARB has done wonderful things for the air.
Phenomenal. But let's be realistic. When you look at how many race bikes I mean, at least let them register it. Put something on it that says, you know.
And so they allow them to be sold in the store.
Yeah.
So they should allow them to be registered.
And if
DMV.
You want to put something on it, race bike only on the DMV slot, the pink slip, so I don't care.
The air pollution people ended the program and they said they're no more. Yeah. And they didn't make a provision for registering those vehicles because the state still allows them to be sold. You can still ride them in competitions and you can still ride them on private property.
Right.
So they kind of left a hole in the market.
Right, a big hole.
It's a pretty big hole.
Yeah.
And I've exchanged emails about this with a guy named Bob Hamm, who's sort of a legislative wonk. He's a retired guy, and he worked in the legislature for a long time.
So he knows the route.
So, like you're retired, do you ever sit home and just turn on committee hearings in Sacramento and sit there and watch for hours and hours? Well, Bob does that.
Oh, well, I would never.
And
do that.
I know what you mean.
Why don't you get him to call in?
There's a million other things to
do. You think he would?
Of course he would.
Wouldn't that be a hoot?
And he, you know,
we can get him in office. I think he's only
because
on
I like this stuff. I'm fascinated by it.
Well, I think the public needs to know
he
this.
Would be,
so Bob Hamm's a legend did, in our industry.
Well,
our
write it
industry.
Down. Right?
Yeah, he's in the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame.
Write it down.
Yeah, he's a legend.
So we talked about suspense. So when a bill goes to a committee, there's two different columns it can be in. It can be in suspense, or what's the other one? Concur or
you're asking
consent.
Us.
Excuse me. So if a bill goes on the consent list, that means nobody opposes it. If it goes on the suspense list,
then people are
either
opposing.
Somebody doesn't like it or it costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So this bill now is going to the last one. It's Assembly Appropriations. And by the way, the session is actually getting near the end. So right. Thursday, they will take up suspense bills, and we will know the outcome of SB 894.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out the tail end of this, because I know you're all sitting on the edge of your seats. This is STORIC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
PRMI Mortgage. If you're in the military and you're looking to buy a house for a buck, yeah, you can do it. And Chris Wiley will tell you every way you can do it. If you're buying a house, selling a house, reverse mortgage, anything to do with your house and house payment, you know, don't talk to just anybody. Talk to Chris Wiley at PRMI Mortgage. Tell him you heard it right here on STORC Dirt Radio, and his phone number is
619-722-1303.
And if you're a desert rat and you love what's going on out there, then you need to go to San Diego Off-Road Magazine, SSORM.com. We'll keep you up to date on everything in the desert. Let me tell you, whether there's restaurants open or camping's open or closed, rules, regulations, intuitive articles by Ed Stovin's in there, and I'm sure what there's a couple
Thank
other
you.
Authors. Aren't there some other authors?
Others,
oh, yeah, there's lots.
Yeah.
There's
a Severance, a Drive.
Yeah, then there's a place to buy and sell. Maybe you went out and bought your buggy, flipped it 17 times. Now you don't want to keep it anymore. You can sell it right there on
coming events is their best thing. If you want to know what to do next month or in the next couple months, next Thursday, all the events are there.
All right. So check it out, SSORM.com. I'd rather buy the buggy that got flipped 13 times and he won't ride it anymore.
17 times?
Yeah, that's the way I'd buy it.
We'll part it out.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's probably, there's a couple good parts still inside there.
I know.
There.
Man, you should have seen the buggies. I don't know where they were going. They were heading to San Diego because we were coming in. And I got
coming from
you
that
wonder,
way.
Where
I'm
are
not
they
too
going?
Coming from Arizona, but they're
from Arizona. I'm not too sure from this week, but this weekend there's a Winchester, Oregon had the Dune Fest, and then St. Anthony's, Idaho had the Horsepower Wars was this
really?
Weekend. So there's some big drags going on up in the
drag racing.
Oh yeah, Coos Bay
off road drag racing.
Yes, off road drag racing going on in two separate locations.
Is that starting
at
to pick
Dune
up?
Fest and at and St. Anthony's.
Is that starting to pick up?
It just depends. Not our backyard, but if you're
willing
to travel.
Well, we do sand drags. We do sand drags.
We do sand drags.
You know what they'll do, Bob, is they'll come to the coast, and then they'll head down into Baja. And along the Baja coast, the temperatures are cool.
Yeah.
And there's some stuff going on in Baja right now, too.
There's Canamar, And there's San Antonio Del Mar.
There's so much down there.
So there's places people would go with that
stuff.
Last
week was the score. It's a huge heartwarming, heartfelt. I seen the you just had him on the Matlocks.
You just had
Kristen and Wayne on not too long ago. They race for score and snore and the Naran and all those down in Baja. Well, all the racers just had their orphan, so they go down, they hit the orphanages, right. And then they take them out in the trophy trucks and stuff, and they take a bunch of kids. They put orphan kids in the trophy trucks and in the modifieds, the 1300s and all the 1600s, and they have a good time. Yes, they have it's an absolutely amazing time that they go down and
I'm an orphan.
So
they zip tie them to the tire rack.
I want to go in the seat with the harness.
Yeah. Well, so mad props to Kristen, Wayne, Matlock.
All you have to do is go down there and tell them who you are, and you'll get a ride. Right? Am I right, Audrey?
Oh, 100%.
How many rides have you gotten because you said you're on STURC Dirt Radio?
At least four, if not.
And you don't even push it.
Really awesome? Oh, no.
You don't even push it. You guys need to get yourselves on the map. All right. Get tattoos.
I'm too humble.
I need to promote it better.
I want to see a tattoo on Ed's forehead. Wouldn't that be cute? STURC Dirt
Radio.
We're
both virgin skin. We don't have any tattoos.
No one's talking.
I don't have it. That's right.
Yeah, she does.
I don't have a tattoo.
None that I've seen.
I got scars.
Well, I guess that's as good a tattoo. If anything, I would date them. I would date those. At least or put a name. You're like,
tattoo a little story next to it.
Yeah. Got a little paragraph.
Over the bars.
Little paragraph. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. What else you got on your sheet?
So we were talking about this bill, and Bob Hamm, he told me about all the moving parts when a bill gets passed. Like, you think, like, there's stuff going on in the Capitol, but what, like, who knows? So our bill, SB 894, the bill that will allow red sticker motorcycles to get a registration, that bill is going into Assembly Appropriations this coming Thursday. So according to Bob, there is nothing we could do to affect that outcome since the suspense negotiations are between the committee chair, the leadership of both parties, the administration / Department of Finance, and the bill's author, who has to wheel and deal with his remaining bills as they're all decided how much in total they want to spend for all the bills that are still left. So the legislature has sort of a large budget, I don't have however many millions or billions of dollars, but some bills have a price tag and some don't. Some bills might just change a comma or a couple of words, or they might say instead of this, do that. But other bills will create a program, and the program needs to be paid for by the state. So there's so much money. They can pay for stuff. And so these bills, they sort of get juggled. And there's always more bills with more costs than there is money. So they got to work it out.
That's what's killed this the last 2 years in a row. It's been held and died in the appropriations and the Assembly Appropriations Committee times.
It died last year. Mm-hmm. But they held it because two groups didn't like how much it allowed these vehicles to go in the desert, that the air pollution people, like when I say the air, it was like a small group like ours that says the people for clean air and the Sierra Club, they both weighed in at the very end saying they didn't like it. So between last year and this year, Brian Jones pulled a little bit of language out to make it more palatable for those guys. And then the year before, when COVID first started, they abbreviated the legislature. So a whole bunch of bills got cut out. Which they just didn't have time.
Which is just ridiculous. This is the last year. It should have gone through last year, and they shouldn't have held it last year because everything changed this year into 2022. So now if this dies again and it has to go another year, then we're going to have a three year thing before you can get registrations and everything for it. And Ed, that first of that paragraph didn't come out right. I don't think it. It just got held. This bill, SB 894, the red sticker racing bike bill for competition motorcycles, just got held this last week.
It didn't get held.
It got put into the suspense file to be reviewed.
Concur to suspense.
Yeah. So, and then this coming week on Thursday.
So this Thursday, they're taking up the suspense bills and review them.
Yeah.
In assembly appropriations. Okay. So we talked about all the parties who are involved in this, the committee chair, the leadership of the parties, the author, and the administration. We'll have our answer late Thursday. So by Thursday midnight, they have to decide. And what's funny is, as Bob told me, that there were times when he was there and the guy who's not with the legislature, who's sort of standing like the sergeant of arms, he goes and he like takes the battery out of the clock. So the clock stops. Right. And then once they finish, they put the battery back in and they click off. Everything happened at 11:59.
Wow.
which is just kind of funny. So suspense has always been known.
Happened.
Suspense has always been known as the black hole of the legislature, because it's almost impossible to engage in any kind of debate in support of the measure. So people like Audrey and myself and Bob and people who advocate, we have no say when bills are in suspense at this time. We might get a better outcome this year, even with the high estimate from the DMV on the total cost of the bill, because the costs are absorbed eventually by the bill, and in the meantime, they will be covered by OHV trust funds and not the general fund. So what happened here is the DMV was asked, well, how much is this going to cost, right? Because they're going to have to design and print new stickers, and the DMV is going to have to give those stickers to people with these racing motorcycles. So the DMV gave what we thought was a high estimate. Like, it was pretty high. And it, like, does that bother Audrey and me? Not so much. But the people who are looking at the money in the legislature, who are figuring out this bill, it bothers them, right? Because the money's got to come from somewhere. But it's really going to come from us. So I don't know if that's going to screw it up or not. So we're going to find out on Thursday, and
hopefully it
really
passes
Friday morning.
Hopefully come Friday. Hopefully come this next weekend we figure out whether or not this bill is going to move forward. If it moves forward, then it goes in front of the governor for the governor to sign and approve it. Whether or not it's going to die again in suspense, or whether or not it's going to come out of suspense.
If this gets out of assembly appropriations alive, it is highly likely the governor will sign it. It's very likely. So this will determine if it lives or dies. And Brian Jones has 5 bills in the legislature now. And sometimes they will just say, well, this guy's a Republican. We're only going to let him pass 2 bills. And one of them has something to do with financing children's heart, some kind of medical thing. I forget the details about it. So, like, that's a gimme. That one's for sure going to pass. So then it's, which of these other 4 bills are going to pass? And I don't know.
Well, we can't give you everything. I mean, that's
it's not up to me. I just follow this stuff.
They can't give everything to the Republicans. They just can't do it. It's just against their nature.
It just hurts them.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep an eye on it. Next week, we'll know a little better how this bill's doing.
Yeah.
And we'll report on it.
There you go. You guys still got time.
Still got another minute. So we beat this into the ground pretty far.
Pretty much.
I do want to talk about the side-by-side debris penetration. We'll maybe hit that a little bit more in the next hour, next quarter hour.
What do you mean by debris penetration?
So that's what they call it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has started a whole project, and they want to look at regulating side-by-sides. What's been happening is branches have been coming through the floorboards and injuring and killing people.
Through the floorboards?
That's right. Right through their feet.
Were they plastic?
They're plastic, yeah. And so they're talking about increasing the standards for how tough the floorboards need to be.
Just put an aluminum plate.
Well, now that's a good point. You just put an aluminum plate. And you can buy aftermarket aluminum plates and put them in. So does that become mandated, or does that become voluntary?
I think, right.
So they're really.
What do you think? I think it should be. I think the manufacturer should do it.
I read like this was many pages, and I really read a long, lot of stuff, and I believe it should be mandated.
Yeah.
I don't like government meddling with my life that much, but for the relatively low cost per unit, like $10 a unit, a vehicle.
Now, granted, that's 100,000 units, so that's a lot of money, but...
Right. It's a big amount of money, but when you spread it out over a lot of units, it's not that much money per unit.
Yeah.
So when you look at it like that, I mean...
You can't argue with that. You can't. I mean, if you lost your foot, or
six people died from these things. Well, like 107 were injured bad enough to go to the hospital.
Can you imagine where those sticks went to kill them?
I don't want to think about it. That makes me queasy.
Then there's
probably a whole bunch more that didn't get reported.
Like yeah.
How do they get reported? Well,
COVID.
A certain way.
No, they all had COVID.
They had COVID on those sticks?
Well, yeah. It wasn't a stick that killed them.
I read about the money.
Yeah, and of course. Are you going to bring up money again?
I know. I'm not opposing it. And I'm going to get in some comments.
All right. Well,
never even thought about this because, like, we don't have that problem in the desert.
We do.
Want a branch?
Yeah, we do. Just don't know. Do you have an alert form that tells you?
Branch. Ocotillo Well. There's
a
no
stick
branches.
Just went right up. Never mind. We're going to take a quick break and listen to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio.
Down with the Intimidator.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This show is brought to you by the Intimidator. They're called K&J Termite and Pest Control. Tell them all about it.
Kelly and Justin Termite and Pest Control. They're here for any of your pest control needs. You got ants, earwigs, you've got termites in your home, subterranean termites. It's that time of year. They're swarming. Give them a call at 619-441-7378. They'll come on out and take care of your pest control.
And thank them for sponsoring STORC Dirt Radio. All right, you guys get back to the...
Audrey does not want airbags.
No, I'm leaving, man. She hurt my feelings.
In
I'm going to go get my side. Next guest.
No, so we're talking Consumer Product Safety Commission. And the new potential safety regulations that could be coming out for side-by-sides. There's concern over the debris penetration, and this just frustrates me. It really frustrates me. So you rode over something and it popped up on your thing. You didn't pay attention. You didn't see it coming. You were going too fast. You were unaware of your...
So, you know,
there's
funny.
So much that could go on with
that's
this.
So
I'm so upset
you brought
with
this
what...
up because I read this thing. And I mean, many pages. And they talk about speeds. And they did tests. They had penetration at 2.5 miles an hour. Think how fast. That's slower than walking speed. They had they had more penetrations at 5 miles an hour. And then almost everything penetrated at 10 miles an hour. 10 miles an hour.
Well,
how fast do you go off-road? Audrey, you never go under 10 miles an
hour. No, probably not.
So like
depending on how hard I'm turning.
They tested these vehicles, and every vehicle but one had a debris penetration.
But this just gets me back to you're off-roading, okay? You are out on a trail. You are trail riding. You are out outdoors. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in a forest. I don't care if you're...
Orientation is with our deserts, and there's no sticks out there. Nobody goes near an Ocotillo.
So go to Corral Canyon. There you go. You got manzanitas there, which
bushes,
is a harder.
But the branches aren't straight. They're all, I mean, I know how. But it's bushes, right? We're not in a forest where there's long, like strong. They look like a sword out there. I mean,
have you tried to get a manzanita branch off or cut a manzanita branch off?
I have experience
before?
With it.
Yeah,
I've
for
been
the trail
thrown,
maintenance.
I've
that
been
we've
like
done.
Laying in a manzanita bush, but that's besides the point. So. We're sharing two different perspectives. One perspective is take care of the people, and the other perspective is Audrey's is like every person for themselves. If they want armor, they can
yourself.
Buy
exactly.
a thing for it. And I'm thinking, well, some people just buy these things and they just take them out and they go drive around and they don't really know about, I need to get a bunch of armor for it. I need to buy a bunch of things.
And those are the idiots that we're trying to get rid of out of the industry anyway. And I am saying that for sure because
I'm not trying to get rid of them. People want to.
You're right. I'm not trying to get rid of them.
This isn't a Darwin.
Want to educate them. Oh, but it should be.
A Darwin Award? Oh. Oh, sorry about the stick.
You got the short end. No, but seriously, we are about to go up and attend. This year alone, the increase of newbies into the industry from COVID and people wanting to get out and explore. And we had this whole influx now wanting to get out and explore, wanting to get out and adventure, and not being familiar, not knowing, not having the want to learn, to find out about the area that you're getting into and what is there and what you're needed, and going prepared for that location, bringing the extra equipment that you may need, bringing clippers to trim down. Because when we get into certain areas, when you've been on a trail that hasn't been on,
chainsaws in their 4x4.
Yeah, some people are permitted just to go out and go.
I'm not that familiar with it, but other parts of the country, they never go off-roading without a chainsaw.
Just north of here, look at the Sierras. Go to San Bernardino. Go to Bees Canyon. Go to
more like Northern California, where there's or
Central. Okay, you don't even have to go to Northern. You can go to Central. Go above Mammoth. Go to Bishop.
Then,
go to the Sierras.
How did this tree
go to the Sequoias.
Crash over the trail. Do I have to go back 500 miles, or do we cut the?
And learn it.
It's a good point. But how do people get started? And if
education.
But where do they,
education.
There's the School of Hard Knocks.
And then that's where we come back of Ed and I are going. We got invited to attend for a state parks is teamed up with a outdoor recreation nonprofit, and they're putting on a
Corf.
Summit coming up on Tuesday, August 23rd. We're going to be going up to Sacramento, and we're going to be attending the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Division for State Parks is doing
a
safety summit, and they've invited the forests, and they've invited Bureau of Land Management,
land managers,
and they've invited state parks from all over.
Manufacturers are going to be there. All the manufacturers that make side-by-sides will have people there. Because they're really going to try to figure out. There's been problems, like real problems.
Yeah.
There's been collisions between one side-by-side and another. And there's been some tragic collisions between side-by-sides and ATVs and motorcycles. Tragic.
Yeah.
Those poor people. People are dying and becoming badly injured. And I had a head-on collision riding a motorcycle. I was on a motorcycle, and I hit one head-on. We saw each other. We braked hard, and it was just a hard tap. Nobody fell or anything, but it sure scared me. And when I ride in trails like sand washes where there's a blind turn, I slow way down. And once in a while, there's somebody just at that point, and am I glad I slowed down.
Yeah.
But we're gonna have to work on what are we gonna do? Our whip flags. Education, driver's licenses. One of the fatalities was driven by the side-by-side had a 15-year-old, no driver's license driving it. So is that something we should work on? Do we need to allow or do we need to impose a condition that you have to have a California driver's license to operate these things? So that's on the table. And I'm not saying yes or no. I'm inclined to agree with that, but...
It goes back to the 70s and 80s when three-wheelers got added in and three-wheelers came into the industry. And then it goes into the 90s when you've got the sand rails that were really getting built up and they're going a lot faster and more horsepower.
Early
2000s where you got the V8s, It's not about the vehicle. It's about
the
person, and it's educating the person, training the person, making sure that they're aware of where they're going, about the environment that they're going to be in, making sure that they're prepared, and educating.
So we'll be talking about education at this meeting. And what does it mean to say education? Everybody's going to agree, yes, we need more education. So how does that get implemented? So who makes the educational... class
Like a boater's license.
And who has to take the class And how do we make sure that people took the class?
Like a hunter safety license, and you have to hunter have safety, a hunter.
Boating safety.
You got to have a
driving
license
a car,
with it.
You have to get trained.
Yeah, and then you
driving
go
a car on
like,
the street.
And it can't just be limited to side by side. So you know, if you want to do other like three wheeler or such, is it like hunting where you're going
to
get a sticker? So I'm getting a duck license, and I've got my deer, and I've got my. So I have each of my different licenses that says that I can ride my different rides.
I want someone to teach me how to ride my three wheeler because I have a 1985 ATC 200X, which is super fun vehicle, and people tell me all the time that thing is dangerous. Those things are dangerous. I don't know. I mean, you know how much I've ridden that thing. I've never fallen off it.
I mean, I had a fun time in Painted Gorge. I went all the way up that hill, and KJ got stuck on the top on your dirt bike, and I made it all the way to the top, and I had to just balance it just right to go all the way back down. Thank God I didn't flip backwards and roll, because I knew I didn't hit the brake. I didn't do any of that. I just rolled right back down how I was supposed to, and
you knew what you were doing.
I knew exactly what I was doing, because I've been riding, and I knew how to handle the vehicle.
I hope we don't have training for three-wheelers, but I do hope we get training for side-by-sides, and on the table is going to be, is this going to be mandatory or is this going to be voluntary? And if it's mandatory, how do we implement, how do we come up with the material?
And then who's going to be licensed to do the training courses?
Who's going to be able to do
the training? Is it going to be on the manufacturer to provide the training courses and they're going to have to provide the instructor?
So the manufacturer is part of it. The state could be part of it. The individual who's buying it could be part of it.
We had ASI instructor come to our meeting, our general meeting, when we invited people to come and talk about
Mike
this
Cuff
topic.
Came and talked.
And it was eye-opening for him to say, you know, no, I'm literally the only registered person in Imperial County. Like, that's crazy. Anyway, become a member. Music started. SDRC, www.sdrc.org. We need your input. We need your advice. Again, we're attending the summit on August 23rd. If you have any input, www.info@sdorc.org. We need your opinion that we could take up to Sacramento and we can bring to the manufacturers. We can bring to everybody involved in it and share. And I guarantee you, whatever happens at this meeting is going to turn into legislation and turn into law, and it will be implemented, and it's going to be streamlined through. So please speak up. Give us your opinion. www.sdorc.org.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.